USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says it's time for the rich to finally pay their fair share. The president delivering remarks on leveling the playing field in the economy to give the middle class a break. The president saying with his bipartisan economic plan, the economy can bounce back from the pandemic.
We can build an economy that gives working people a fair shot this time. We can restore some sanity and fairness to our tax code. We can make the investments that we know are long overdue in this nation. That's exactly what my bipartisan infrastructure plan does.
The bill would make investments in roads, bridges, and highways, among other things. Flash flooding due to post-tropical cyclone Nicholas remains a possibility in southeast Louisiana, southern Mississippi and Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The number of border encounters in August 2021 was 208,887, four times higher than just 1 year ago. That's according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshberger tells Fox News that the United States needs to take action to stop the illegal flow of drugs at the southern border.
If you don't put, you know, speculation and you don't put legislation on these people bringing the drugs in, they're going to keep flowing. They're walking down the roads that we built to build the wall. And here you go. You see the fentanyl use up.
French officials say a drone strike has killed the suspected ISIS mastermind behind the terror attacks against U.S. soldiers in Niger. The attack killed four U.S. soldiers in 2017 and a half dozen French aid workers last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reaction continuing to come in to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, as he's taking heat over a conversation he allegedly had with the leader of the Chinese military back during the Trump administration, assuring China that the former president would not bomb them during his final weeks in office. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes Milley on Fox Business.
If this reporting is accurate, that General Milley went around Commander-in-Chief when it was President Trump, and actually, if he actually told the Chinese, hey, if we're going to do something, we're going to give you a heads up, that is so unconstitutional, so wrong.
Comedian Jim Brewer says he will not be performing at venues that require proof of COVID vaccinations for all guests.
Saturday Night Live alumni and stand-up comedian Jim Brewer has canceled shows in Michigan and New Jersey because the venues required all attendees to be vaccinated from COVID-19. Mr. Brewer on Fox News says he took it personal when Biden finger-wagged unvaccinated Americans.
When our leader put that out there and pointed the finger, like, we're the demons, I'm not vaccinated, I had COVID. You're not going to tell me about my body. I know my body. I know my morals. I know my faith. You don't come telling me and threaten me and everyone else as if we're the demons.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.